Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you have been joining us on Thursdays, you may have noticed recurring discussions focused on issues of equity surrounding the classical music industry. These discussions and conversations have varied in themes that focus on representation, diversity in programming, and what is needed to give a larger stake at the table to all. These conversations are part of Cap Radio's new podcast, A Music of Their Own, hosted by Majel Connery, which shares the stories of women who carved out success in classical music despite the odds and opportunities being stacked against them. Majel joins us now to celebrate the music and the talent behind these extraordinary women. Hello, Majel. Welcome.
Hey, Vicky. Nice to be back. How are you?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. We're now coming. We have like a full circle moment happening this morning.
Yeah.
You know, given that you're a vocalist, you're a composer, you're a musicologist, what has been like hosting a music of their own added to your lived experience as an artist that really intimately knows the challenges that you unpacked in this podcast?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so many things. But I think the main thing is that as artists, we are used to being machines who produce, who put out work. There is not a lot of time spent taking a step back and saying, what does all this mean? What is the status of what we're doing? Is it working? Are we getting through? I mean, there are a lot of breakthroughs happening in the wake of Me Too and since Black Lives Matter, but like there is not enough stock taking. And this podcast has enabled me and a group of other people to start a conversation about stepping back and assessing where we are. Are we making the kind of progress we want to be? And are we changing the conversation in the right way? So that's been awesome.
Yeah, there is really power and meaning in slowing down and processing things.
Yeah, and just the ability for me to become a public voice who is helping to moderate this larger conversation and lead it and guide it in ways that are hopefully sensitive to everyone involved, and to give a voice to a group of artists who some of them are on their way to becoming quite famous, but others have yet to be discovered. And it's been really exciting to give them a platform to get their voices heard as well.
Well, we're going to highlight and celebrate some of the artists that you spoke to on the podcast. Let's start off with Inti Figgis Vizueta. What did you learn in your discussion with Inti?
Well, look, Inti's work for me boils down to one of the core issues that this podcast addresses, which is, can we say that there is a kind of feminine music? And if so, what does that sound like? Can women also write masculine music? Can men write feminine music? Inti, as a trans composer, has attempted to write a piece that is not only breathtaking and really beautiful, but tries to capture something about transness in its composition and in the way it comes across. And I think that is both brave and really creative. So she has created this piece that is about shifting and duplication and transition. And when we listen to this piece, we are given some insight into what it feels like to be a trans woman.
Well, let's take a quick listen to this piece, Music for Transitions, which was written for Andrew Yi. Wow, that is just so powerful. And I want to bring up a point, because this is radio, obviously, so people can just listen to us. But you also highlight the video, correct, for this piece. Describe it for us.
Yeah, so this was commissioned and produced during the pandemic when people were getting really creative with video. And this is one of the best, most creative videos I saw during the pandemic period. It is carved into four horizontal bars that are stacked like pancakes. And each of these bars is a separate take of Andrew Yee's performance. So there is a sense that these four horizontal bars are both in sync and slightly out of sync. Sometimes you see the duplicate of a hand reaching into multiple spheres at once, or you see the trail of Andrew's little beautiful slippers disappearing from the frame. So it gives this sense of multiple inhabitants in the video, which is just something you can't totally do in music. So the two complement beautifully.
Yeah, and this journey of identity, right? And capturing that as well visually and also through music.
Yeah, I think that Andrew Yee and Inti collaborated on this piece together. They both have a very keen sense of how to explore identity that itself feels fractured or that feels multiple. And presenting that in an art form is the best way I think we have of discussing these things and of understanding them, especially from a cisgendered perspective like mine. Mm.
We're now going to move to Wu Fei, and she actually joined us on Insight and was wonderful to speak with. And Wu Fei talked to us about the changes, big changes coming to Mills College in Oakland after a described restrictive music education in China. We're going to take a listen to an album that Fei worked on with folk singer Abigail Washburn. And this was for the Smithsonian Folkways, which is a nonprofit music label for the Smithsonian. So let's take a quick listen. 不大的 I love about this is you kind of get this feel for Americana because there's like a folk singer and there's this bluegrass to it, but obviously very traditional Chinese classical music. And also I noticed that Abigail speaks Chinese as well.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, this collaboration is like made in heaven. It is artistically so pure and so compelling, and so arresting. It's one of those things that just knocks you over when you hear it. But it's also a perfect depiction of this artistic collaboration that is happening from thousands of miles away. Wu Fei could not really be a more different musician than Abigail Washburn in some sense. And yet their collision on this planet musically is so similar. They manage to sound like each other and to make these very different instruments from very different traditions blend so seemingly naturally together.
Let's now move to Natalie Joachim. And what did you learn from Natalie, who's one part of the duo Fluxtronics?
Yeah, so Natalie does many, many, many things. This is her most contemporary sounding electronic project. And it's cool because in the classical music space, there are very few Black women composers to begin with. Here, you have two of the most powerhouse classical Black women composers you could possibly imagine. And they are writing in a vein that is completely inimitable. So they have really heavy dominating electronics, but they're also using the flute, which I usually think of as kind of a wimpy instrument. It is this muscular, robust, loud, powerful thing. So it's a real statement, this music.
Let's take a listen to Stacked. Thank you. for a quote, wimpy instrument. There's some athleticism to this in this song. And we have two more artists that I want to make time for in the last couple minutes that we have. So we're going to move on to Angelica Negron and El Espanto. What stands out to you about Angelica?
Well, first of all, Angelica was featured on the program because she struggles with an interesting paradox, which is that she has this really forward-thinking, bold music that comes out of her, but she also has a very, very gentle, airy voice. And she's been criticized for using this gentle, airy voice in the context of Balloon, her ensemble. I happen to think, contrary to the criticism, that Angelica's voice belongs and works perfectly with this ensemble, because if you had a big domineering voice on top of this already really large, pretty controlling music, it wouldn't work. It would be too much for us. But because her voice is so gentle and sweet, it just rides very easily on top of this very dense electronic instrumental texture.
Well, let's take a listen to El Espanto. Wonderful. And in the last about 30, 45 seconds we have, I'm going to quickly play Sarah Snyder. But if you can just quickly tell us about who Sarah is.
This is just a personal pick. This woman is responsible for helping me find my singing voice again after a decade of not singing. So I just think the world of her. And this is the most moving music I know.
Well, Majel, we're going to send it off with Sarah Snyder's piece. But I just want to thank you so much for joining us.
And thank the you podcast so much for having me.
Is wonderful. Yeah. A Music of Their Own hosted by Majel Connery. That is it for Insight. We will leave you with a wonderful weekend. Catch you back here on Monday. And here is Sarah Snyder's Unremembered Prelude.